From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Talk is cheap. The BBC's News 24 channel has learned that lesson the hard way. Last week, the TV channel booked a fellow named Guy Cuny for an interview. He's the editor of netwireless.net and an expert on internet music and copyrights.
Cuny had come into the BBC to comment on a court case won by Apple Computer. But as correspondent Karen Bauman began the live interview, Cuny sounded less than expert.
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The big surprise for him, he says, is that he got an interview. And he looked surprised. As he was introduced as Guy Cuny, his eyes grew wide, his mouth dropped open. Then he clenched it shut, like a man who's discovered he's on candid camera.
It's every broadcaster's nightmare. Yes, that was not Guy Cuny. And yet there was no stopping the live interview.
This does really seem to be the way the music industry is progressing now, that people want to go onto the website and download music.
Exactly. You can go everywhere on the cybercafe, and you can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something to the internet.
Thanks very much indeed.
The BBC apologized this weekend, saying it got the wrong man. As it turns out, the speaker's name is Guy Goma. He's from the Congo, and he'd been sitting in the reception area waiting to interview for an IT job when he was called into the studio. Mr. Goma later told the BBC the interview was very stressful. No word on whether he got the job he came for, but he did do surprisingly well as an instant pundit on downloading.
And as for the real Guy Cuny, he was discovered later sitting in another BBC reception room. It appears the show's producer had gone to the wrong room looking for a guy named Guy. To judge from the weblog, Mr. Cuny later wrote, he's still recovering from the shock of seeing a nervous, Congolese, and not entirely expert version of himself on television. You can see a video of the interview at npr.org.